Well, Joseph, looking forward to an Ulster final later on this evening. I'm sure you've pinched yourself once or twice over the last couple of months.
Well, it's definitely, I'm sure I'll pinch myself a couple of times over the next couple of months. The whole thing's happening that quick, Tom. You don't get that much time to think about it, I suppose. That's the truth of it. But yeah, it's very exciting.
Yeah.
You know, coming to Christmas and still involved in football, and the weather being so good as well.
Yeah. Talk to me about your Ulster campaign. Obviously, you flew through Donegal, had your moments too, I suppose. But I suppose the one thing we have noticed is that you've got stronger as the season has gone on.
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you, two of the best teams we've met all year were Moville, and I still believe them to be one of the best junior teams, obviously in Ulster at this stage, and Derry Gales. Like, they both gave us very tight games, and truth, we were very focused for ours, so I suppose that wasn't a true reflection of where ours would be either. So we had an actual fact, it was very tough. The junior campaign lost to Convoy, and I suppose, thinking back on it, probably losing to Convoy was the making of us in a way, because we probably felt we might have been flying a bit close to the sun to that point, and it did ground us a little bit, and got us refocused and reorganised. So it's been better probably since that. We've been more focused definitely since that day, you know.
Hmm. Well, I suppose that meant then you were well battle hardened for Ulster when it came, and your first outing in against Conwy-Gees.
Yeah, you know, Ulster's kind of a different adventure for us. As I've probably said often before, the winning of the county championship was vital, and it was a huge thing for the Red Hughes club. You know, that was a real pressure situation. And then, I suppose, the first Ulster game became a bit of an adventure, and the adventure has kind of continued through the last game. Like, we were highly unfancied to win the last game, and we knew that probably, or we probably felt that was the case. When you're playing a team with three county men, you have to figure for a junior team they're going to be fancied. And we managed to overcome that, which now, again, you know, creates its own difficulties in that. You know, you're playing a team now that wouldn't be, you know, any will or fancy to win Ulster, probably in All Ireland. Never mind, get beaten by us, you know. So there is the pressure now of trying to get ready to play the Mavari again.
Yeah, and you did come through against Imyvale, as you said, in flying colours, and showed great character. Supposed to come back when you seemed to be in a spot of bother, and they were living up to their billing.
Well, we always knew that was going to be the case. You know, we discussed, like I discussed with them on a number of occasions, you could go 10 points ahead of these fellows and you would still be in trouble. But by the time we did go in front, you know, the clock was against them. You know, they really were up against it. But you wouldn't like to give them another 10 minutes, that's for sure.
Yeah. And talk to me about Limavady. Have you got much information on them? They're close enough, I suppose, a peep across the foil.
Yeah, you know, look, we know as much about them probably as they know about us. There's video available now from Ulster County for all these games. You do get to see your opposition. And obviously they have Callum Brown et al. You know, they have plenty of good footballers, lots of them, lots and lots of them, you know. You don't get to an Ulster final being a poor football team at any level.
Yeah. And tell me your own preparations in the last couple of weeks. It's been, I suppose, a hectic 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah, hectic is the word for it, hectic, you know. We're in the middle of trying to negotiate some class of a warm-up for tomorrow evening's game. We're not allowed onto the field until 20 minutes before the game, which is highly unsatisfactory. And there's not a GA pitch in Derry that has any class of lights in order for you to warm up. And we're now in the middle of trying to figure out, you know, how do you get warmed up before this game, you know? Because there's an hour's warm-up now for any senior team before any game.
And the preparations otherwise, in terms of training yourselves, have you...
Well, we have a handful away. We have Columns away, Colm Malloch, Stevens at college in Dublin. Stephen McMenamin's in college in Dublin. And Johnny Carnan has been working in Dublin for the last couple of weeks as well. Other than that, most of the lads are sort of based around home, you know. So, you know, we've been able to train okay, you know. We've been able to train. Like, we're carrying Knox. We have an older panel, so after every game, it takes 3, 4, 5, sometimes 6 days to get fellas back right again, because they're just, you know, it takes them that wee while to recover, you know.
Yeah, they took a war to this week between yourselves and DIT in Dublin over Stephen McMenamin.
We had a small talk. Listen, it's one of those no-win situations. I spoke with the DIT people early in the week, and you know, there was no solution to the problem. Like, it was unreasonable to expect Stephen to play two such big games within such a short space of time, you know. And thankfully, in the end, the IT said, listen, I suppose considering that it's a big club event and such hasn't happened in such a long time, they let him play, just concentrate on the club game. So fair play to them, in fairness, and we're very thankful for that.
So you have Stephen McMinniman for this evening's game?
Yeah, we do.
And tell me, in terms of performances so far, you're going to have to go back to maybe second half against Emmyvale, county final against Orris.
Well, you know, Tom, you've been watching football a long time. These games will take on a life of their own, you know, and to predict what's going to happen. You know, the unusual thing about this, you have two teams that are in fabulous form. Like, Lemmy Vardy haven't lost a game all year. And I suppose we've won our last five or six, so everybody's going into it at a reasonably high level of confidence. So the game will take on a life of its own at some stage, and it's a matter of whether we're capable of dealing with what it brings to us. That's really, you know, what it's all about, you know. And the last day, MBL presented us with a pile of problems that we didn't see coming. But we coped very well with them, you know. We made some... The lads on the field even adjusted and everything got sorted out, you know. It took a good while. And Emmyville could have scored a goal in the second minute, and probably that might have finished the game, but our goalkeeper made a fabulous save, and then we made some small adjustments and we eventually got control of the game. So it's probably going to be the same this evening or whatever, so it's probably going to be the same. So it'll be on life of its own, 15 against 15, and I suppose at the end of the day, in an ultra final, the best 15 will come out on top at the end.